Hey there, wonderful souls. Welcome back to Dr. Dodswaite's podcast, The Sanctuary, where we dive into real talk, real stories, and real transformation. We're absolutely thrilled to have you joining us once again. Today's episode is more than mere words. It's an invitation for divine transformation. So, take a deep breath, center your heart, and allow the wisdom to resonate within you.
I can't believe how time flies. This is April already. We are almost done with the first quarter of the year. And so far, we just want to thank God for being good to us, for guiding us, for leading us, for keeping us alive, for protecting us from all the wiles of the enemy. It's always a blessing when you see yourself step into a new season. And we have stepped into a new month by the grace of God. And we want to thank Him for that privilege. Let me tell you, never take, you know, for granted, you know, just turning a year older or just moving to a new week or moving to a new month or even moving to a new year. You should never take it for granted. It's purely by the grace and the mercies of God. So we want to thank God for allowing us to cross over to the month of April. It is not by power, it's not by might, but it's by His Spirit. And so for a minute, I just want you to appreciate the Lord for allowing you to get to this month of April. It's a great month, you know, full of blessings and full of the goodness of God. So for a minute, just say, Lord, I thank you for the privilege. I thank you for the honor. I thank you for allowing me to be able to step into this new month. Thank you, Father, for protecting me, for providing for me. Thank you for my business. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my children. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for me so far. And Lord, I thank you that even as I step into this new month, that I'm going to experience your goodness and your favor upon my life like never before, that you will be with me. You will be with us. You will guide us. You will strengthen us. You will go before us. You grant us victory, and your word and your will, your word and your will be fulfilled in my life this month. Father, we thank you, and Father, we bless you in Jesus' name, and we'll say amen. Amen. Now, let's go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 5. We've been praying the book of Nehemiah, and I'm sure you've been blessed by this book, and so we want to continue. I'm moving to chapter 5. Of the book of Nehemiah, and we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 5. Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. And this is what the Bible says. And there was a great outcry of the people and their wives against their Jewish brethren, for they were those who said, "We, our sons and our daughters are many, therefore let us get grain that we may eat and live." There were also some who said, "We have mortgaged our lands and vineyards and houses that we might buy grain because of the famine." There were also those who said, "We have borrowed money for the king's tax on our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. And indeed we are forcing our sons and our daughters to be slaves. And some of our daughters have been brought into slavery. It is not in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards." Today I want to share with you a very powerful meditation from these verses. Remember, we've just been praying the book of Nehemiah, and it's my prayer that we'll be able to pray the entire book and finish it. And as we pray the book of Nehemiah, it's my prayer that you'll be able to glean from the wisdom that is in this book. You're going to capture a revelation. Your life is going to be greatly impacted by the knowledge, by the revelation, by the word, you know, in the book of Nehemiah. So I pray that your life will greatly change even as we go through the entire book in prayer. Amen. Now I want to speak on the meditation, the outcry, the outcry. There are many things that, you know, elicit, you know, public outcry. You know, sometimes back there was a situation in this country where there was a lot of femicide, where ladies were being killed left, right, and center. And there was a public, you know, outcry. I think you heard it on the news, you saw it in the news, and we even saw ladies demonstrating, and they were protecting, you know, their lives. There was a time, there was an issue, you know, with dressing, and there was also a public outcry, and ladies also came out to try and defend themselves about their dressing, and they coined this phrase, "My dress, my choice." You know, so there are several issues that can be able to cause public outcry. There's a time when there were the taxes were really high and everything was being taxed, and there was also a public outcry and everybody was crying, you know, saying the burden is too much. So there are things that can cause, or they can provoke, you know, the public, you know, to lift up their cry. In the Bible, you know, when the Ark of the Covenant was moving from one city to another in Philistine territory, and there were these deaths that were taking place, there was a public outcry, and the Philistines cried. The Bible says their cry reached heaven, you know, because of the devastation, the death, the killings, you know, the massacre of the Philistines, because of the Ark of the Covenant being in their territory. So there are things which can cause, you know, the entire populace to lift their voice and cry and protest. And we also have, you know, moments in our lives where we break down and just cry. It might not be publicly, it might not be, you know, in the open, but we have those moments when you're alone and you just break down and you let out a cry, you know, and this cries from the depth of your heart because of the pain, or because of the situation that, you know, you're facing as an individual. Everybody has what I call the breaking point. There's a point when you reach, you know, you can break. There's a point where you reach and you can let out, you know, a cry. So everybody has a breaking point, and my breaking point is not your breaking point. Your breaking point is not my breaking point, but everybody at some point, you know, they break down and they cry. Some people, when they lose their jobs, I mean, they cry. There are people, when they lose their jobs, they don't cry. They just say, oh, okay, I guess I'll just move on and look for another job. There are people, when they lose their money, they cry. They feel like it's the end of the world. You know, they feel like, I mean, I can't take this anymore. There are people, when they lose a loved one, and this, I think, is for most of us, you know, they cry. But there are people who really cry when they lose their loved ones, and it really, really devastates them, and it can take them quite a while for them, you know, to recover from that loss. And the next one is a big one. People who cry when they lose a relationship, and they can cry for years, they can cry for months, you know, their heart is broken. Now, of course, it affects everybody, but there are people, I mean, their cry is on another level. When they go through different situations, their cry is on another level. So everyone here, we have our breaking point. Now, this story that we are reading, we are seeing a public outcry. The Bible says, and there was a great outcry of the people. That's what the Bible says, a great outcry of the people and their wives against their Jewish brethren. The entire, you know, populace, they lifted up a cry, you know, maybe to the heavens or to the authorities, and they were crying, you know. And the reason why they were crying is because of their Jewish brethren. And we will see some of the reasons that, you know, caused this public outcry. They cried, they wept, you know, every man in his house, every woman in her house, the children were crying, you know, lifting up, you know, their voices, wailing, weeping, and crying. So this was a public, you know, outcry. In fact, the Bible says it was a great, great outcry. I was weeping, tears were flowing, and there must be a reason for this. And we wanna look for we're gonna look at these reasons that caused this outcry. We're gonna look at these reasons that provoked, you know, people to cry. There was something that happened that caused them to cry, you know, and we're going to pray against these things so that they don't, you know, push us to that corner where we find ourselves, you know, crying. We pray that these things that made these guys to cry, they will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. That these terrible things, you know, that these people were subjected to, it will not be your experience as well in the name of Jesus. That you will be immunized as you pray today. You'll be protected, you'll be covered, you'll be shielded from these things that caused public outcry in the book of Nehemiah chapter 5. Amen. Do you know one of the things that will happen when we get to heaven is that our tears, you know, are going to dry up, that God will wipe our tears. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Yeah, it's good to know that when you get to heaven, that God will now, you know, be coming to you and just say, my son or my daughter, you know, I want to wipe your tears. I want to take away your sorrow. I want to take away your pain, you know, and we will not experience tears again. We will not experience pain again. There will be no weeping and gnashing of teeth there. I mean, it will be joy. So I want you to know that joy is a blessing from God. Joy is a covenant promise for his children. And so even as we pray this morning, I want you to pray and desire that God will fill your heart with joy, that God will take away weeping. Even though weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning, that God will bring joy, that God may wipe, you know, your tears, that you will avoid these things that we see in the book of Nehemiah that caused, you know, the entire, you know, population to cry, that you will avoid it and experience the joy of the Lord in your life in the name of Jesus. So reason number one, why there was this outcry, it was because of scarcity of resources. When there is a shortage of resources in a geographical area, you know, there will be a great outcry. The Bible says in verse 2, the people said, we, our sons and our daughters are many. Therefore, let us get grain that we may eat, you know, and live. So the reason why there was a public outcry, because verse 1 says there was a great outcry of the people and their wives against their Jewish brethren. For there were those who said, we, our sons and our daughters are many, therefore let us get grain that we may eat and live. So there was scarcity of resources. You know, the demand was higher than the supply. The people are saying, look, our daughters, our sons are many. Maybe one household had like 7 or 10 children. We have many children. We have many sons. We have many daughters. And they are hungry. They need food. Yeah, let us get grain that we may eat, because we are seeing them dying. They are starving. You see, there was scarcity. And the people that were greatly affected were the children, the sons and the daughters. You see, children need a lot of food because they are growing. They are active, they are growing, they are developing. They are developing their internal organs, they are developing their body, they are developing their brain. They are developing so many things. And so they need proper nourishment for them to be able to grow and develop well. And so at this particular point, you saw the children were starving and they were almost, you know, dying. And the parents were concerned and they said, look, we have many sons, we have many daughters. We need to get grain. We need to get food for them. And when there was scarcity of resources, where we are seeing that there was a great cry, you know, in the land. People cried. You see, the work of a parent is, you know, to provide for his children or his household. And many parents shed tears secretly when they have no capacity to take care of all the needs of their children. They might not show you, you know, but they will go somewhere in a corner and cry if they realize that they cannot take care of the needs of their children. You see, it breaks the heart of a parent to tell a child that I don't have money, or I don't have resources, or I cannot do this for you. You know, your child comes back home hungry. He's been playing the whole day, gets to the house, and you tell the child, today we are just going to drink water and sleep. Let me tell you, it breaks the heart of a parent who is in that situation. You know, can you imagine your child coming, you know, home with a bag and school uniform and telling you that I have been chased from school because of school fees. And you tell your child, okay, stay here. You know, you don't tell your child, take this money and go back to school. It breaks your heart. And I'm sure such a parent has moments when, you know, he or she, you know, gets a corner and just cries. When there's no money, when there's no food, when there's no clothing, you can't clothe your children. Let me tell you, it plunges, you know, you as a parent into, you know, a torrent of tears. You find yourself crying because it breaks your heart. Because as a parent, you know, you're supposed to provide, you know, for your children. You're supposed to educate your children. You're supposed to provide health care for your children. You're supposed to provide, you know, nice shelter for your children. And when these things are not in place in your life, in your family, in your house, it breaks, you know, your heart. So you can imagine what these parents were going through. Remember, they were not even fighting for themselves. They mentioned their sons and they mentioned their daughters. They say, this thing we are crying about is for our children, because our children are on the brink of extinction. Our children are on the brink of starvation. You know, our children or our lineage, our future is at risk. Our seed is going to be terminated. And so they started crying, you know, for their children. This morning I pray that as we seek God, that God will empower us as parents, that we can supply for the needs of our children, that we shall supply for their food, we shall supply for their clothing, we shall supply for their education in the name of Jesus, that God will bless you as a parent. God will put resources in your hand as a parent. You will not be broke as a parent, and that God will empower you to supply for your children in the name of Jesus. It's my prayer that God will bless you with exciting ideas, wonderful ideas, business ideas. You will start companies, you will start businesses. God will put, you know, his blessing upon your hand, that your child, your son, your daughter, you know, will never lack anything good that they desire in the name of Jesus, that you will take them to wonderful schools. You will provide clothing for them, and not just any clothing, but good clothing for them. You will provide health care for them. Hallelujah. You will provide food. There will be plenty in your house in the name of Jesus. There will be no scarcity in your house that will cause, you know, a great outcry in your home in the name of Jesus. You will not cry as a parent, you know, for not being able to supply for your children. You will not cry as a parent because of the inability to supply to the children that God has given unto you in the name of Jesus. No matter how many children God has given to you, he will also empower you to be able to take care of them in the name of Jesus. There will be no shortage in your house. There will be no shortage of finances in your house. There will be no shortage of food in your house. There will be no shortage of clothing in your house. There will be no shortage of joy in your house. In the name of Jesus, your house is not going to be a place of stress, of anger, of disappointment, of broken hearts. In Jesus' name, because there will be supply and there will be a surplus in your home in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive that blessing as a parent this morning in Jesus' name. The second thing that caused this great outcry is the mortgage. The mortgage, the loan. These guys had a loan and it caused such a great outcry. Let me tell you something. You see, when we talk about a mortgage, you know, many people just take it lightly. I have always propagated for cash because cash is the king. I've always told you that believe God, you know, for cash. Believe God for cash flow in your life. So mortgage is another form of a loan. You take money, you know, and you take a loan to purchase something. You can take a loan for your car, you can take a loan for your house, you can take a loan for, you know, many things that you desire. you know, and mostly mortgages is all about houses. You take a mortgage and live in a house, and it will take you 50 years to pay, or 30 years to pay, or 35 years to pay, or 20 years to pay, depending on your ability. And so they mortgaged a few things that we're going to look at them here, and it caused them to cry. Let me tell you something, and I want to say this again and again. Please run away from mortgage. Run away from loans. Run away from loans. Believe God. You see, the Bible says that the borrower is a slave to the lender. When you borrow from the bank, you become a slave of the bank. You will work your tail off for the bank, because as you're paying the money back, you're paying with interest. So you are literally working, you know, for the bank. It looks like you have a house, but you will work for the bank, and you might work for the bank for the rest of your life. You are a slave. Those who go to Shylocks, you are a slave to that Shylock. Those who borrow money left, right, and center, you are a slave. And you're not supposed to be a slave. You are a child of God. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. You are supposed to owe nobody nothing except love. Love is the only debt that you are supposed to have, not the debt for money. You know, love is the only debt that you're supposed to have here on the face of the earth. So they mortgaged several things here. And you see, these are things that they had worked for their entire life. You know, so they mortgaged things that were very precious to them. Things that were going to protect them. Things that were going to shield them from inflation. Things that were going to shield them, you know, from the vagaries of financial, you know, turbulence in life. These are the things that they mortgaged. Can you believe it? That's what I'm telling you. Run away from loans. They used their homes as a security. They used their vineyards as a security. They used their houses as security. You see, when you take a mortgage or a loan, you provide security just in case you fail to pay it off. And when you can't pay it off, they come and sell your house. They sell whatever you have put in place as security. So they used their land. Look at these people. They used their land. They used their vineyard. And they used their houses as a surety to guarantee for their loans. But you see, when you look at the reason why they took the loan, it makes you even more sad. Verse 3, some said, we have mortgaged our lands. Look at that. And vineyards. And houses, that we might buy grain because of the famine. The famine was severe. And so they mortgaged, number one, their land. Number two, they mortgaged their vineyards. Then number three, they mortgaged their houses. Now, those three things are very, very important. They ensure that there is stability in the life of someone. Land is precious because you can't build anything on air. If you're going to build a house, you will build it on land. If you're going to build a business, you're going to build it on land. So land is very, very precious. Land is very, very important. And this is what they had mortgaged. And they had mortgaged them for food, for something to eat. Yet it's the same land that produces, you know, food. I wish they worked on the land. I wish they did some irrigation. I wish they did something on the land, you know, so that they may get the grain that they wanted. So they were mortgaging the land, and I was surprised that they also mortgaged their vineyard, a place where they had planted something. A vineyard is a source of livelihood, you know. It's a place where you can actually come up with a garden. You can plant, you know, a few things here and there. You know, you can build a house there. You can organize, you know, a business there. You can organize a farm there. A vineyard is a source of livelihood. And this one also, they mortgaged it. And then they also mortgaged their houses. A house is a place where you stay, where they had housed their children. They had housed their sons and their daughters. They also mortgaged their houses. So they mortgaged land. You know, they mortgaged their vineyards, source of livelihood, and they mortgaged their houses where they stay. So I'm imagining these people, where were they going to stay? In case they failed to pay for their loan, where were they going to stay? In case they failed to pay, you know, for their land, where were they going to, you know, get their source of income? I mean, it's like they were throwing everything they had worked for, you know, tossing it in the air. They had risked everything that they had worked for, you know, in order to get food. Now, when you get to a place where you take a loan to feed your family, to feed yourself, to put food on your table, I am telling you, it is a dangerous place to be. Because you'll mortgage everything. You'll mortgage your shoes. You'll mortgage your seats. You'll mortgage your clothes. You'll mortgage everything. You'll mortgage everything. When you get to that point where you mortgage stuff to put food on your table, I am telling you, it is a dangerous place that you have gotten to. It is a risky place to be. It is a dangerous place to be. To get a loan to buy food. Oh, you're doing badly. And I pray that may you never get to that place. I pray that may your family never get to that place. I pray that may your children never get to that place. That you can be that desperate that now you borrow to eat. You borrow to put food on your table. I pray that you will not get to that place. If you're here and you've gotten to that place, today is your day of deliverance. Today is the day that you are pulling back. Today is the day that you are coming out of that situation in the name of Jesus. You will not borrow to buy food. You will not borrow to put food on your table. You will not borrow to feed your family. It's not a good thing. It is a sign of serious, serious financial complications in your life. It is a sign of serious financial scarcity in your life. And I pray that you will not get to that place where you have to borrow to be able to put food on the table. Look at what the Bible says. They were even desperate in verse 5. They said, it is not in our power to redeem them. For other men have our lands and our vineyards. So already the people had taken over their lands. The people had taken over their houses. You can see how dire the situation was in their lives. Their lands had been taken. Their houses had been taken. So they were left with their vineyards. So everything was going. Because anything you put into your stomach and eat, it is gone. It will never multiply. The only thing that will happen to what you have put into your body is for it to come out. All right? And so you can see how desperate, how dire the situation was in the lives of these people. And that's why there was a public outcry. That's why there was a great, you know, outcry. They cried because they could see that they were losing their houses. They could see that they were losing their vineyards. And they could see that they were losing their lands. And so they started crying because they knew that it's just a matter of time and they will become squatters. It was just a matter of time and they will become poor. They will plunge deeper and deeper into debts. And they will not have vineyards to service their loans. They will not have land to service their loans. They will not have houses to service their loans. That's what I'm telling you. Run away from loans. It's a cheap way to solve a problem, but the problem has not gone. The problem is still there. It is not a permanent solution to your problem. It is not a permanent solution to your financial crisis. You have to make sure that you increase your cash flow. You have to make sure that you pray that God grants you wisdom to increase your cash flow so that your cash flow can be more than your needs. Hallelujah. I pray for someone here today who has been borrowing to eat. May God grant you wisdom to put some measures, financial structures in your life so that you may be able to conquer, you know, the debts. You may overcome the debts. You may pay off the debts. You may not slide deeper and deeper into a hole of debts. May you be able to come out of those debts. May God grant you financial literacy. May He grant you wisdom to be able to come out of that financial mess that you are in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My goodness, I pray that we shall not be in debts in Jesus' name. We shall not mortgage our lands. We shall not mortgage our houses. We shall not mortgage our vineyards in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that you will not jump from one loan to another. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will not be a victim of mortgage. In the name of Jesus, jumping from one loan to another, taking this loan to offset this loan to offset this loan and taking all these loans because you are putting food on your table. I pray that that will not be your story in the name of Jesus, that you are breaking away from the shackles of debts in Jesus' name, that the wisdom of God that brings financial literacy will be your portion this morning in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a louder amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray that there will be divine supply of cash. I pray that God will use your hands, you know, to multiply cash flow in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will use your brain, your head, you know, God will use your gifts and your talents to multiply cash flow in your life in the name of Jesus. You will be fed by multiple streams of income in Jesus' name, that God will drop ideas, hallelujah, in your heart and in your mind that will activate multiple streams of income that will come your way in the name of Jesus. Receive ideas this morning. Receive great ideas to multiply multiple, you know, financial streams that will feed your life, will feed your family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will not borrow. I prophesy and I declare over your life, you will not borrow for food. You will not borrow to put food on your table. You will not borrow, you know, for grain in the name of Jesus. You will not borrow, you know, for food in Jesus' name. May God lift you. May God elevate you. May God bless the work of your hands. May God grant you wisdom and great ideas to multiply finances in your life in the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout a big amen? Amen. Number three, and then we pray. Why was there a great outcry? It's because of the slavery of their children. It got to a place where now their children became slaves. I mean, this was a dire situation in Nehemiah chapter 5. Yeah, it got to a place where now the children were slaves. Why were they slaves? It's because now the houses had gone, the lands had gone, their vineyards had gone, and now what they were left with were their children. So they allowed their children to become slaves to try and see if they can be able to ease the burden of debt in their lives. I mean, the situation here was dire. The situation here was difficult. I mean, things were bleak in the lives of these people. No wonder they cried. No wonder there was a great outcry, because now it got to their children, and after their children, it was going to get to them. You know, look at what the Bible says, verse 4 to 5 of Nehemiah chapter 5. There were also those who said, "We have borrowed money for the king's tax on our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. And indeed we are forcing our sons and our daughters to be slaves, and some of our daughters have been brought into slavery." Now the daughters, the sons were being taken, you know, to try and offset their debts, and they became slaves. Oh my goodness. This was a very, very bleak situation in the lives of these people. They were trying to stay afloat financially, and so they used their children as slaves. You know, a slave doesn't have rights. When you become a slave, you do what the master wants. So you can imagine what the children were subjected to. Maybe they were abused. Maybe they were misused, because you see, they were now slaves. They didn't have their own rights. They couldn't, you know, voice their opinions. They did what their masters wanted. You remember in 2 Kings chapter 4, the Bible gives us a story of a prophet who died and left his family in debt. And the Bible says, as verse 1, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my sons to be his slaves." In those days, what used to happen is, if you can't pay your debts, they come for your children. If you cannot offset your debts, they take your sons and they take your daughters, and your daughters become slaves. So you can imagine how many children were abused those days because parents were not able to pay their debts. because of the mistakes, because of the blunders, because of the wrong turns of their parents. The children suffered. They became slaves. They are involved in slavery. They did what their masters wanted. So many children were taken advantage of. So many children were raped. So many children were sodomized. So many children, you know, were forced to work, you know, to try and repay the debts of their parents. I pray that that will not be your portion. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. That our children will not break their backs trying to offset our debts in the name of Jesus. I pray that our children will not be pushed in a corner to become slaves so that they may be able to take care of our financial wars, our financial messes in the name of Jesus. That our children will be blessed. We will hand over to our children blessings, not debts. We'll hand over to our children blessings, increase, houses, vineyards, lands, not debts, in the name of Jesus. I want to pray this morning that God is raising a new generation of parents, that we shall not hand over debts to our children. We shall not make our children inherit our debts, but instead our children will inherit vineyards from us. Our children will inherit houses from us. Our children will inherit lands from us. In the name of Jesus, we shall bequeath good things to our children in Jesus' name. Can somebody shout a big amen right here? Hallelujah. There will be no great outcry in your home. Your children will not be sold to slavery. Your children will not work their tail off to try and pay for your debts in Jesus' name. Instead, you will form a strong financial foundation that will make your children like eagles. They will soar. From your foundation, they will go higher. From your financial foundation, they will become better. From your financial foundation, they will become stronger in the name of Jesus. From your financial, solid financial foundation, they will do well in their career. They will do well in their business. They will do well in their profession in the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout a big amen? Hallelujah. And we are canceling the spirit of debt. We are destroying the spirit of debt in every home this morning in the name of Jesus. So I want us to take some time and pray right now. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray, somebody? I want us to take some time and pray. And the first prayer that we are going to pray is that there will be plenty in your home. There will be plenty, plenty, plenty in your house in the name of Jesus. Plenty of resources in your home in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, Lord, we pray that there will be no great outcry. There will be no great outcry in our homes in the name of Jesus because of plenty supply of resources in our homes in a great way in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that there will be supply, divine supply. There will be surplus. There will be plenty of resources, finances in your house, in your home in the name of Jesus. There will be no scarcity of resources in your home in the name of Jesus. Are you praying, somebody? Raise your voice right now, wherever you are in your house, and begin to pray for plenty, 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 plenty of resources, surplus of resources, increase in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 that your home will be full of plenty. Your house will be full of plenty of resources in the name of Jesus. Your house will be full of financial multiplication in the name of Jesus. There will be increase, there will be growth, there will be supply. There will be surplus in your home in the name of Jesus. You will not lack. You will not be in want in the name of Jesus, because there will be plenty of resources in your home in the name of Jesus. We kick out poverty. We kick out lack and want. We kick out any form of scarcity in our homes this morning in the name of Jesus. We kick out any form of poverty in our homes this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray that there will be plenty. We pray that there will be plenty of resources. resources in our homes. In the name of Jesus, I declare, oh God, that whatever our children need, you shall supply as a parent. We shall supply as parents. In the name of Jesus, as God blesses the work of our hands, we shall supply for our children. We shall supply, oh God, for their needs, for their education, for their clothing. Oh yes, in the name of Jesus, Father, you will bless the work of our hands that we may educate them. You will bless the work of our hands that we may provide quality health care for our children. In the name of Jesus, you will supply through, oh God, the work of our hands. Oh yes, that we may grant them quality education. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, in our homes, oh God, there will be enough food, there will be enough clothing, there will be decent shelter for our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Divine supply through, oh God, our hands, in the name of Jesus. I pray that may you empower every parent that is in this place today. Bless the work of their hands, bless their businesses, bless their profession. I pray, oh God, that you multiply their finances, that they may be able to take care of their families, of their children, in the name of Jesus. You spirit of poverty, we kick you out of our homes this morning in the name of Jesus. You spirit of poverty, you have no place in our houses in the name of Jesus. You spirit of poverty, you have no place in our businesses this morning in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the devourer. We rebuke the devourer who has poked holes in our pockets. We rebuke the devourer who is out to destroy the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the devourer who is out to frustrate families, frustrate homes, so that homes don't prosper. We rebuke you today in the name of Jesus, and we proclaim, O Jehovah God, that there will be supply. There will be supply. Supply of finances, supply of food, supply of clothing, supply of quality education, supply of quality healthcare, supply of health, supply of good, decent shelter in the name of Jesus. Yes, O Jehovah God. Oh, there will be plenty. There will be more than enough in our homes, Jehovah God. In the name of Jesus, there will be more than enough in every house this morning. In the name of Jesus, raise your voice and pray. Plenty, plenty will be found within the four walls of your house. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. There will be food, there will be clothing, there will be joy, there will be peace, there will be progress, there will be prosperity in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessings that maketh rich and add no sorrow in our homes today. In the name of Jesus, we are still praying. The second prayer that I want you to pray is for wisdom to come out of every debt in your life. In the name of Jesus, today you're praying for wisdom, you're praying for knowledge, you're praying for understanding to come out of every debt in your life. In the name of Jesus, you will not mortgage your house, you will not mortgage your vineyard, you will not mortgage your land. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray for wisdom to come out of every debt. Think of any debt that you have. You are going to pray for wisdom that you're going to get out of that debt in the name of Jesus. I declare to you, under the sound of my voice, that you're going to be debt free in Jesus' name. You will not owe nobody nothing in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter how sweet the deal is. It doesn't matter how flexible the loan is. You will not take it. You will work on your cash flow in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice right now and pray for that wisdom so that you can be able to come out of every debt in your life in the name of Jesus. We shall not not mortgage our houses. We shall not mortgage our lands. We shall not mortgage our vineyards. We shall not mortgage our precious items in the name of Jesus. May the wisdom of God well up in your heart and in your mind, that you may come out of every debt in the name of Jesus. Today we are canceling every debt. Today we are paying up every debt. Today we are breaking out of every debt. Today we are coming out of every debt in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are breaking out of every shackle of debt. No matter how you call it, it's still debt. Debt from the Shiloh, debt from the bank, loan from the bank, whatever it is, mortgage for my house, mortgage for my land, whatever it is still a debt. I want you to pray for wisdom that you may come out of it this morning in the name of Jesus. You will not be a slave to the bank. You will not be a slave to the Shiloh. You will not be a slave to a shopkeeper around your house. You will not be a slave to anyone. You are going to be free in the name of Jesus. You're not going to be a slave to your employer because of the loan that you took for the car or for your house. In the name of Jesus, may God grant you wisdom. Lift your voice and begin to pray for wisdom. Oh yes, for wisdom to come out of every debt in the name of Jesus. You will not borrow to eat. You will not borrow to put food on your table. You will not borrow to buy food for your children. The devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, you will not borrow to buy unga. You will not borrow to buy bread. You will not borrow to buy sugar. You will not borrow that you may be able to feed your family. In the name of Jesus, you will not sink that low. In Jesus' name, today, may God grant you wisdom. May God grant you knowledge. May God empower you financially to be able to come out of every debt in your life today. In the name of Jesus, pray for that wisdom right now. Pray for that wisdom right now, that God may grant you wisdom to come out of every debt, to come out of every mortgage. Yes, in the name of Jesus, you will not lose your vineyard. You will not lose your land. You will not lose your house in any way. In the name of Jesus, we shall not lose what we have worked hard to gain. In Jesus' name, debts will not wipe out our sweat. Debts will not wipe out what we have worked for. Debts will not wipe out what we have sacrificed for. In the name of Jesus, debts will not wipe out what we have all invested. In the name of Jesus, raise your voice right now and pray. Pray for wisdom. The Bible says that if anyone lacks wisdom, let him pray, and God will grant him wisdom. Father, this morning, give us that wisdom. Give us that knowledge. Give us that ability. Oh, yes, unlock our minds to financial fortune. In the name of Jesus, unlock our minds with ideas. Unlock our minds with wisdom. Open our eyes with wisdom, that we may see, that we may experience financial multiplication in our lives. Oh God, may your wisdom, oh Jehovah God, unlock understanding in us, unlock financial literacy in us, unlock financial, oh yes, multiplication in us, in the name of Jesus. Oh, grant us wisdom, oh God, to multiply what we already have in our hands. Oh yes, that we may increase cash flow. Oh yes, to take care of our families in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that nobody, all under the sound of my voice, will be a victim of debts. We shall not mortgage our houses. Nobody under the sound of my voice will be a victim of debts in the name of Jesus. We shall not mortgage our vineyards. I decree that nobody under the sound of my voice, we shall mortgage our houses. Oh yes, our lands. We shall not be victims of debt in the name of Jesus. Every debt that your people are in today, I pray, oh God, grant them wisdom to pay it off. Grant them wisdom to come out of it right now in the name of Jesus. That debt that has been bothering them, that debt that has been eating into their investment, that debt that has been eating into their salary, I pray today, oh God, grant them wisdom, oh God, to come out of it in the name of Jesus. May they develop such a strong financial system in their lives, oh God, that will enable them to come out of those debts in the name of Jesus. The debt that has been, oh God, taking a huge chunk of their salary, the debt that has been eating into their profits, the debt that has been eating into their investment, the debt that has been eating into their sweat. This morning, Lord, I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I pray for understanding, for them to break out of that debt in the name of Jesus. Oh, may you come out. May you come out of it. May you come out of it. May you come out of it. May you come out of it in the name of Jesus. May you come out of it in the name of Jesus. May you come out of it. May your family come out of it. May your children come out of it. May your house come out of it in the name of Jesus. May your home come out of it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May you break out of that shackle. May you break out of that pit. May you come out of that prison in the name of Jesus. The prison of debts. The prison of debts. Break out of that prison. Break out of that shackle. Break out of that chain. The chain of debt in the name of Jesus. Lastly, I want you to pray that your children will not be slaves trying to pay off your debts. Your children will not be slaves. You will not hand over debts to your children. You will not give them the inheritance of debts in the name of Jesus. Your children are going to inherit your lands. They are going to inherit your houses. They are going to inherit your vineyard in the name of Jesus. They will not be slaves. They will not be slaves of debts in the name of Jesus. Your sons, your daughters will not be slaves of debts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your voice and begin to pray right now. Deliver your children. Deliver your seed. Deliver your children. Deliver your generation. Deliver your lineage from debts right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I break every form of debt in my lineage this morning in the name of Jesus. And I decree that my sons will not be my sons and daughters will not be slaves. They will not be slaves in any way. They will not be slaves because of debts in the name of Jesus. My children will not be slaves because of debt in Jesus' name. They will not be slaves to anyone. They will not be slaves to any institution. They will not be slaves to any person because of debts in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that I will not bequeath to them debts. I will bequeath to them houses, lands, and vineyards in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will not inherit my problems. They will not inherit my financial problems. They will not inherit my financial complications in the name of Jesus. But instead, they will inherit my financial fortune. They will inherit my financial blessing. They will inherit my financial breakthrough. They will inherit my financial multiplication. They will inherit my streams of financial increase in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to pray for your lineage as well this morning. Pray for your children this morning. Oh yes, that they will not be victims of debts as well in the name of Jesus. As you are breaking any form of debts in your life, you are also doing it for your children, that your children may not inherit your debts. They may not inherit your challenges. They may not inherit your problems. They may not inherit your financial mess in the name of Jesus. You will not leave them sorting out your financial mess. You will leave them managing your financial fortunes in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray. I pray for my lineage. I pray for my seed. I pray for my generation. I pray for my second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, up to tenth generation. I pray, oh God, oh yes, that they will enjoy financial fortune. They will enjoy financial blessings from me, Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus. They will enjoy financial increase from me, Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus. They will enjoy blessings from me in the name of Jesus. They will enjoy increase from me in the name of Jesus. They will enjoy, all progress and prosperity because of me. In the name of Jesus, I'll be a blessing to my generation. I'll be a blessing to my lineage. I'll be a blessing to my seed. I will activate blessings. I will activate increase. I will activate multiplication, financial multiplication, financial fortune in their lives, Jehovah God. None of them will be a slave. None of them will be a slave to debt. None of them will be a slave to any institution. None of them will be a slave to any Shylock. In the name of Jesus, I pray they will not borrow to put food on their table. They will not borrow for clothing. They will not borrow, oh God. Yes. Oh, yes. Even for holiday, they will not borrow. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that they will have multiple streams of income. They will experience financial fortune. They will experience financial multiplication in their lives, oh God. None of them will be poor. None of them will be a struggler. None of them, oh God, will struggle financially. None of them, oh God, will struggle in their career. None of them, oh God, will struggle in their profession. In the name of Jesus, they will do well. They will prosper. They will rise to higher heights financially, day by day. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I declare also your children will do well. I declare that your lineage will do well. I declare that your seed will do well. In the name of Jesus, none of your children will be a slave to any institution. In the name of Jesus, I declare that your sons and your daughters will prosper because of your strong financial foundation. In the name of Jesus, I decree that your sons and your daughters will not be victims of debts. In the name of Jesus, I decree that your seed will prosper. Your seed will increase tremendously. In the name of Jesus, there will be financial fortune in your seed, in your generation. In the name of Jesus, your children will be blessed. Your grandchildren will be blessed. Your great-great-grandchildren will be blessed. In the name of Jesus, your generation will experience financial fortune, and none of them will be a slave to anyone. None of them will be a struggler. None of them will be poor. None of them will be weak financially. In the name of Jesus, they will be strong financially. Our children will be strong financially. Our grandchildren will be strong financially. In the name of Jesus, receive that blessing this morning. Receive that proclamation this morning. And may your seed be blessed to the glory and honor of God's name. Father, we thank you that there will be no outcry in our family because of money, because of finances. Yes, there will be no weeping in our homes. There will be no crying in our homes because of lack of funds, because of lack of finances. In the name of Jesus, instead there will be joy, there will be thanksgiving, there will be goodness, there will be progress, there will be prosperity because of your doing in our lives. We give you praise and we give you glory for doing it in our lives today. As we pray, we thank you that you have done it. As we pray, we thank you that you have made it happen. As we pray, we thank you, O God, for the wisdom. We thank you, O God, for the strength. We thank you, O God, for the knowledge to be able to experience financial multiplication in our lives. We give you glory and we give you honor. We bless you and we glorify you. You are worthy, O God. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for knowledge. Thank you for financial literacy. Thank you, O God, for blessing the work of our hands, that we may be a blessing to our children, that we may be a blessing to our homes. We thank you, O God. We give you all the glory and we give you all the honor. We magnify you, Jehovah God, for answering our prayer today. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all shout a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It is done in Jesus' name. I say it is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Dodsweit's podcast today. We hope you found inspiration and insight that resonates deeply within you. Remember, transformation is not just a destination, but a continuous journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with those you care about. Together, let's spread the light of transformation far and wide. Until next time, stay blessed, stay inspired, and keep transforming your world.